Peace, blessings, power, and understanding to you all. It's King Mo coming to you for the new year. Happy New Year, everyone. For those of you that could hear my voice, you should be glad that you made it into another year. I see all these posts talking about, you know, the Georgian calendar and all this nonsense. Cut the deep stuff and be happy that in this dispensation that you live in, you made it another year. So salute yourself, clap your hand, you made it through, regardless of what you're going through, what you're feeling, what's on your mind, what's on your heart, what's in your soul, you made it. And so I waited and I delayed, I've made podcasts, and I wanted to change things up this year. I actually wanted to create a visual podcast, which will follow up this one. But for right now, I want to give you guys something that is created and that has been created with peace, power, and understanding. The I Am Podcast. Welcome. Those of you that have been following me have been following my podcast, Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. It was based on my book, How the Power of Your Thoughts Can Change Everything in and Around You. This year, we're walking into the power of the I Am. Well, King Mo, where did you get this from? In the Holy Bible, and I'll relate it to that because most people either have heard this story or know of the story. When Moses was trying to free the people from Pharaoh, Moses went back and he asked God, "What is your name? The people are going to ask me, who sent you? So I need to have a name to tell them." God spoke back to Moses and said, "I am what I am." And that is so powerful because there is no instance in the Bible or the Quran where God refers to himself by a name. He always says, "I am." For example, even when he flexes his power, he says, "I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac. I am the God of Jacob." And so when you move into the place where he says to us that we are made in the image and likeness of God in the book of Genesis, if I am made in the image and likeness of God, instead of me studying, though my profession was a professional basketball player, instead of me studying another professional basketball player in the human life, I needed to study the person that I was created in the image and likeness of. As the example I just gave you, as a professional basketball player, I had to study basketball players. I had to study the greats. I had to study those who many perceive as greater than me, those that have came before me, those that are playing a sport that I was putting myself in position to actually play. So in my human experience, man means God existing and or living as man. So in my human experience, I need to study, follow, and listen to the one who is like me. Or who I am like. I am. There you go. Point intended. I am like. You know, and in studying the I am, we find out that we are alike in so many ways. So the first podcast of the new year, and again, Happy New Year. The first podcast will be entitled, I Am. I am. Think about the things that bother you. Think about the things that trouble you. Think about the things that stress you. A lot of times, many of these things exist outside of you. Many of these things exist outside of you. Think about what you deal with on a daily basis, the things that actually irk you when you're dealing with other people, or other things, or other opportunities, or other situations. All of these things exist outside of you. So going into the new year, let's deal with things that actually operate inside of you. or exist inside of you. And so when you deal with the thing that exists inside of you, it gives you a level of peace that is beyond what you could ever imagine. I know embarking on my journey, I dealt with so much from November of 2019 all the way up to the end of 2022. And when I say all the way up to the end of 2022, I'm speaking in reference to just life itself. November, I'm speaking of when my cousin transitioned. My cousin I grew up with, rest in power to my cousin, Terrence Jamal Taylor, a.k.a. Mumu. We always keep his name alive. So it started for me there. And then in losing my brother, Jonathan McCray, you know, Linda Baskins, my cousin that basically was my number one babysitter. She basically was in the house with us 24/7. Of course, until I got older enough to, you know, look after myself, she always watched us. Pac-Man, you know, my grandmother. I lost both my grandmothers, you know. And so in dealing with life, and this is all in the span of what, for me, 3 years, dealing with life, all of these things exist outside of me. And so how do you find peace in a place where you have to, example, walk outside? Example, think about it raining in your place of residence. It's raining, everything's coming down. As long as you're inside of your home, you will never get hit by the rain. But guess what? You got to go to work. You got to go to the store. You have obligations that must be taken care of. And so being put in a position where you have to leave your place of residence while it is raining, guess what? You're bound to get wet. Yeah, some of us, I'm not a big umbrella guy, so I gotta get on that for 2023 because I don't do umbrellas. I always think about it after the fact. But for some of us who use umbrellas, yes, you can put the umbrella over your head. You can go outside. The rain may or may not touch you, but the thing that still will exist is that the rain will be falling around you. When you're inside of your place, the rain can't touch you. It can't hit you. You can't feel the weather, none of that. But when you're outside of your home, even with your umbrella, it still exists outside of you. The difference is, it's not falling directly on you, it's just falling right by you. Have you ever been in a situation in your life where you either was dealing with someone, something, and though it is it's your problem, but the problem is right there. And because you are in tune with that person, it exists right next to you. So in dealing so, for some of us, it's somebody that we love. It's a job we love, a situation we love, a car we love, but it exists right outside of you. So what we're going to deal with in this first episode of 2023 is the actual I am yourself. We're not doing the new year, new me. We're not doing that. But what we are doing is looking at the I am, because this year, this moment, this time, in this dispensation, we are going to deal with the God that is within. Because what I've learned to realize closing out 2022 all the way up to now, the closer I got to the I am within, the more I got acquainted with the I am within, the things that were around me didn't bother me as much. And when I say didn't bother me, when I get on social media and I see all of the, I'll be honest, the nonsense, the twerking, all the BS. And I'm not saying that I never was into that. When I was younger, oh yeah, give it all to me. I wanted it. Yes, I get all that. But where I'm at now, when I think on the God level. And there's another podcast similar to this that I created that I'm going to put it out there. It'll be like a deluxe, like when a rapper drops an album, the extra tracks that don't make the cut, they put it on a deluxe. So it'll be similar. And so when you think about the things that happen around you, the things that happen that do not exist within you, the trouble that it brings within you, you have to then really analyze yourself. Because you have to ask yourself, why did this person make me this upset? Why did this situation make me this upset? I'm not a big fan or follower of Country Wayne. I respect his work. I respect what he does. Some of his skits are funny, but all of them aren't funny to me. But he said a quote where he was saying that his heart cannot be broken. And he said his heart cannot be broken. He said the reason your heart is broken is because you have taken parts of yourself out of yourself and gave it to somebody else. And when you really think about it, you ask yourself and you're like, well, isn't that what love is about? Isn't that what you're supposed to do? But when I think about the story of Jesus, he said, no greater love can a man have, but yet he lay down his life for his friend. And he was referencing himself dying on the cross. And so when I think about that, Jesus did not take the thing within him and pushed it without. He took himself, because he himself, as the God, was the real sacrifice. I hope that makes sense to you. He did not take from himself inwardly, because one thing that a lot of church folks, and I tell a lot of people, he never said, worship me. He said, follow me. So he did not take within himself and poured it out till his cup was empty and depleted himself. He did not do that. He had a moment in the garden where he did not want to sacrifice the whole of him. And he said to God, if this cup be not for me, basically to let it pass him. Like he didn't want to die. He had reached the full level of the Godhead where he realized that the whole of him was the sacrifice. He couldn't give piece of him because he couldn't separate from the Godhead. Come on now, walk with me. He couldn't separate from the Godhead, so he couldn't sacrifice piece of himself. So if he had to go, he had to go wholly. Another also point intended. So when you're dealing with people, and I love the statement that Country Wayne said, because when you're dealing with people, what happens is we take out of ourselves and lose ourselves. Therefore, the hurt comes, the pain comes, the I'm mad at you comes, all these extra things come with it because we have taken from ourselves instead of going in wholly. Instead of not taking from myself, but existing as the I am, moving as a whole being. And so when you're moving as the I am, as a whole being, when this person says, I don't want to be with you no more, it doesn't hurt because they're not taking from you. Yes, you will miss the routine. You definitely will miss the routine. You will miss the energy, but it won't destroy you. It won't devastate you. When that job tells you that we found somebody better, or you no longer are needed here, it doesn't hurt you. It doesn't devastate you. Well, I wouldn't say hurt. You're going to feel the pain. Like if somebody punched me in my arm right now, it's going to hurt. But I'm going to keep moving because it's not going to devastate me. Because we give so much to other things beyond ourselves. Like, why aren't you disappointed when you don't accomplish your goals? You'll wash over that. I didn't finish my test today. You'll wash over that. oh, I was supposed to take 1,000 jump shots today. I only took 900. You'll wash over that. Why aren't you as devastated about yourself when you don't do what you know you're supposed to do than you are when someone else hurts you or when something hurts you? Because you're operating and you're pushing out energy. You're putting yourself in compromised situations because you're not whole. And when I say whole, I don't mean in the sense of, you know, you got your trauma, your breaks and all that, because we're going to get to that. I'm talking about in this particular instance, you're not operating in the level of the Godhead. You're not operating as the I am. When you operate in the fullness and power of the I am, you've shrugged those things off because it does not exist within you. Think about this. Say this to yourself as you think about this. I am not hurt. But guess what? You don't have to say, I am not hurt. Say, I am healed. Look, you see how I just did that? You see how I did that? Immediately, I can guarantee you, the immediate reaction was to feel like I am not hurt. But yet say, I am healed. Don't even acknowledge it. I am moving in power. I am grace. I am peaceful. I am peace. I am power. I am empowered. You are the very righteousness that lives here, that lives and exists here. You are the very righteousness that breathes the air of this earth. The Bible says that he breathed in man's nostrils and he became a living soul. The Hebrew word there is, he breathed the breath of Zoe, which means life. God, the source. You are the source. You have the life force of the I am within you. Regardless of what you've been through, regardless of what happened, regardless of what you're going through, you are the source. You don't have any money. You are able to get up and create whatever you want to create. How about anytime you feel that brokenness, you say to yourself, I am healed. I am together. When you feel like there is no way, say to yourself, I am the way. Because you got to think about it. Remember when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come on. You are somebody. Regardless if they talk about you like a dog, regardless if they treat you like, remove yourself. You don't have to deal with nothing you don't want to deal with. And that is another key to you operating in the space and power of the I am. I am what I am, meaning I can go where I want to go. I can move where I want to move. I can speak how I want to speak. I can flow how I want to flow. And with you operating in the power of the I am, you do not have to stay in a place that is not conducive to your godliness. Hear me. You don't have to stay in a place that is not conducive to your godliness. Because guess what? You are a God. Speak it to yourself. I am a God. You have to realize that you have the ability to create the life that you want, desire, and feel you should have. I'm changing my name this year. Yeah, everybody knows me as Mo, King Mo, all of that. My name is High Level Manifester. That's who I am. I'm a High Level Manifester. So guess what? That means I can only have high level conversations. I don't want to talk about women and all that. I don't want to talk about that. What are we building? What are we creating? I don't want to talk about the drama that is going on consistently that will always be here. It was here from the beginning of time. It will be here to the end. So as you get it out, let's talk about your solution, because guess what? I am the solution. There may be a problem, but I am the solution. And sometimes when you might not be the source, you can be the resource. Come on. Come on. You are somebody. After every training that I do now, because I had to figure out, I was so bothered, and all these parents that I dealt with coaching and everything, I did what I'm telling you guys that you're doing, that you were doing, because you're not doing it anymore. After this podcast, you ain't gonna do it no more. I was giving so much of myself to people. And when you give from your existence, and it's not given back to you, you feel depleted. Whereas now, as I figured out how to move within my sphere of business, I don't give pieces of myself. I give myself as the I am. I am God walking in the building to train. So after every training, I speak to them and I let them know that you are a king or a queen. You are light. You are power. You exist. So as I'm speaking life into these young men and women, I'm moving in the power of the I am. Instead of me giving peace of myself, hoping that I get love in return, I give them the power of the I am. So therefore, I receive it back with every moment that they grow, with every moment that they come back, with every moment that they nod their head when I say, you know you a king, right? And they look at me eye to eye, because we make eye contact. And they look me in the eye and they say, yeah, I am fulfilled through that, because I am giving of myself wholly. I am providing power. I am giving them the source, because they're not at this level yet. I am giving them the source. I am giving them power from the source, and they are responding. And even if they don't respond, I am fulfilled by the fact that you heard me. You can say you weren't listening, but you heard me. Just like right now, you can say you're not listening, but you heard me. So guess what? I am fulfilled because I am walking in my purpose. I am walking in the power of the I am. So guess what? I cannot feel that pain or feel that stressor or feel that disgust, because it doesn't bother me, because I am not thinking on that level. When someone tries to tell me about a situation or somebody that I don't know, I'm not discussing it. You can discuss it. I'm not discussing it. When someone tells me that they don't want to be around me, be near me, etc., which nobody does, but it doesn't bother me. Because guess what? As when God was moving through the garden, when he was moving through, sliding through, guess what? He was by himself. And I love what Kevin Gates said when he talked about God. He said, he believed he's both. He's mother of the nature and he's God above. He's everything. He's man and woman. So when I think of God, and for those women that are listening, you may say, oh, you keep saying he, it's just a figure of speech. So when I say he, just like when the Bible talks about man, he's talking about man and woman. So when I speak, I'm speaking of both. We are moving in power and excellence. My book is still available on Amazon. You can check it on my website, www.shabazzglobalenterprises.b, or you can get it off Amazon. The I Am book is on the way. This is your first episode of the I Am podcast. Thank you for allowing me to feed your ears, to pour into you. May grace, peace, power, and overstanding be upon you. Bless you, beloved, from the great I Am. from King Mo, from the High Level Manifesta. Peace.